Can everyone hear me all right?
Mike's going to queue up some slides for us. While he's doing that, as Nager, Gary was mentioning, and as is apparent from a lot of the comments tonight, there's a ton of misinformation out there and preconceived notions that aren't necessarily accurate. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Bill Morong. I'm a fifth generation Midcoast Mainer. My family has roots in Lubeck, Southern Maine, Camden, Rockport, Rockland, Final Haven. I've been the founder and CEO of Yachting Solutions, Maine Maritime graduate, and spent about a dozen years or so running private yachts down south. 11 years ago, I founded Yachting Solutions. Yachting Solutions is a storage, service, restoration, sales, new boat sales, brokerage, business, and we've also been operating the Bow Basin as a for-profit marina for the past 7 years. To orient everyone, this is the Bow Basin here. That's the gazebo, archers on the pier. Over here we've got Harbor Park. Yachting Solutions moved from Rockport to Rockland about 5 years ago. We were fortunate to find a derelict warehouse on New County Road and convert that to what is now a bustling hive of about 40 jobs a day in Rockland. The purpose of tonight's meeting is informational. It's meant to be part of an ongoing dialogue. I get the impression tonight that there is the preconceived notion that all of this is a foregone conclusion, and that's not accurate. This is a concept, and a concept only. It is not a Yachting Solutions plan. It is a concept that came from a small informal group that was invited to participate in some collaborative thinking. So how did we get here with what we're sharing tonight? Let's get in the way back time machine. This is 2008, when this project came before the Planning Board, the DEP, the Army Corps of Engineers, and was approved. This is effectively what was presented for BIG, and what was awarded BIG this past year. This is all we are currently doing. This is all YS is doing. 2008, approved and further funded by BIG.
Who is BIG?
I'll get there. So, for some clarity around BIG, it is the Boating Infrastructure Grant. It is a federally funded program. Here's what it's used for, and here's what it does. By definition, BIG is used for boat use only, and is specifically awarded to create transient dockage infrastructure across the country. By definition, portions of a project that do not support transient boating do not qualify. Seasonal dockage slips, for example, do not qualify for BIG funds. I've also heard a ton of talk about our tax dollars, being used to fund boating infrastructure for the wealthy. BIG is funded through the tax of marine fuel sales. It is not funded by the everyday taxpayer. So those of us who are using the waterways and are buying fuel are paying tax on that fuel, and there is a fund to promote voting infrastructure that might not otherwise get built. For example, here, especially in the Northeast, we've got such a short season. If you were to require a capital project to be a typical payback cycle, a typical ROI, it probably wouldn't pencil. So that's what this project is for. That's what the BIG funds are for. To try and step in and build some infrastructure that might not otherwise get off the ground. Through a series of dumb luck opportunities, we happen to run into ATM, Applied Technology Management, out of Charleston, South Carolina. This was the start of any real traction we had on the BIG. Before that, we just didn't know where to start, truthfully. ATM specializes in marina project management worldwide, and BIG grant application in particular. To understand the geography of how YS fits into the old MBNA property, Yonic Solutions has a long-term lease on Pier, okay, and the associated dockage. Lynn Archer, of course, leases this building, which is the restaurant. We also lease a portion of the gazebo and the upper parking lot. We have the YMCA on the lower level of the primary building, and EST is the primary tenant with the primary structure on property. So we went ahead and contracted with ATM to make an application for a BIG grant that was based on the proposal that was all green-lighted back in 2008. And lo and behold, we won. This is a competitive application. In other words, it's not a foregone conclusion that Rothman's going to win it. We've had other awards in the Mid-Coast area before. Kevin, I think, Wayfarer, back before he owned it, was a recipient. I believe that Front Street's been a recipient some. It is based on merit, and the awards are won on merit. So somebody in the federal government seems to think that Rothman is deserving of federal funds. So, if we back up a little bit, Rockland Harbor Park is the ownership of the old MBNA complex. One of those owners in the Rockland Harbor Park company is Stu Smith. Stu Smith's organization manages the property, and he's my primary contact. So I sit down with Stu after we've been awarded this grant, and I'm all excited because we've been talking about it for years, and I'm laying it out, and Stu looks at me really thoughtfully, and he says, you know, are you sure we're thinking big picture enough? You know, I'm thinking under my breath, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, I spent all this time and all this effort, and what do you mean? And he says, well, you know, I know that there is some discussion around the public landing. There is some crumbling infrastructure there. I know that there is some discussion around Little Pier. I know there's plans afoot for a revitalization of the Rockland waterfront over there on the municipal side. And we're over here building a private marina without even talking to the city. Other than the application and the approval back in 2008. Stuff changed. Right? So we invited a few folks for informal discussions. Matt Ripley, Rockland's Harbormaster. Gary Noble from Prop Marine. Mike Sabatini from Landmark Corporation. Bill Senior from YS. And Tom, or Tom Landon. The goal was to start with a blank sheet of paper. What if money wasn't an object? What if we weren't hamstrung by current infrastructure? What's the wish list? For example, to accommodate small cruise ships, giving them a small section of dockage to land a 250-foot boat on isn't exactly conducive. Rockland has done a fantastic job of attracting festivals to the waterfront, and those create a tremendous amount of economic impact. So public access is displaced during those festivals. I don't know how many of you here have ever tried to get down to the Yacht Club building or the Harbor Master building during the Lobster Festival or the Blues Festival. Have you ever tried to get to your dinghy?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay with you?
Yeah, I mean, really, we have...
You can drive down there and go ahead and rough up your gear during the Lobster Festival?
We can certainly get down there and get to the
boat. Yeah. Not a problem.
So we identified what we thought were